Hello. Welcome to the Good for the Heart podcast with me, your host, Zach Zawacki. And I'm just laying down here, you know, I'm just on my bed. My head's on a pillow, and I am my fingers right now are doing the Andrew Tate. You might describe it as my index fingers are the tips of them are touching one another. My thumb is also touching the other thumb, and I'm looking down at my hand, and it looks like a triangle, and the rest of the fingers are crossed. The rest of my fingers are kind of crossed together, as if I'm like, if you can picture it, I might be in deep thought. I'm laying down, and I look like I might be in a therapist's office, except I'm in my bedroom, and I'm just laying down, and I'm just, my eyes are closed, and I'm trying to fall asleep, but I can't fall asleep. Why? I don't know, I've been having trouble sleeping lately. You know, it's like a thing, it's a thing I'm dealing with right now. I'm having trouble falling asleep, and you know what? I'll take it back. You know, I don't even, like, want to sleep. I don't want to sleep right now. And why is that? I don't know why. I don't know. Why do we want the things we want? Why do we want the things we want? That's a good question. Let's explore that. Why do we want the things we want? You know what? Why the fuck am I going to try to answer that? I'm an idiot. I'm a moron. I don't know anything. So why am I going to answer that? How can I answer that? I'm a dumbass trying to answer grand questions about grand things. That's fun. A dumbass answers grand questions. It's a fun idea. Why do we want the things we want? Because things feel good. You know, there's a real reason why I can't sleep, and the reason being is that our video, me and my friend's video, is doing well on Rumble, and I'm thinking about it. I just kind of did a deep dive and watched some of my old videos, and I'm thinking about family, because I just saw my family, and that was nice, and, you know, there's so many different things I can get into right now, but, you know, maybe I could talk about the importance of family. You know, family never goes away. Family stays with you throughout your life, you know? You know, if you need something to talk about, if you have to talk about something, then you always have family to talk about it, and that's nice, you know? Family stays with you, and family loves you. Your family does love you, even if you might think they don't love you. You know, even if they might think they hate you. You know, they might hate you. Your family might hate you. That might be true. You know, some of your family might hate you, but at the same time, they love you. And that's awesome. That's an awesome thing. Because they hate you because they love you. They love you because they're your family. It's true. It's facts. Write that down in a notebook somewhere. That might be the most profound thing ever heard in your fucking life. So that's that. What else? What else can we talk about? I'm watching Louis right now. It's a good show. I love that show. Louis's great. Louis C.K. He's a great guy. He's a great dude. Actually, I don't know much about him, but I know that he's a cool guy because I've been watching his show called Louis. I paid $30 for all 5 seasons, and I gotta say it's worth it. I respect the way he does business, genuinely, because, you know, Louis C.K. has a show. It's 5 seasons. It's a television show. And the only way to watch it is through his website. And it's like a genius way to do it, because he's so like, I don't even know. He's not, it's a good show. And he's a funny guy, and he's funny in a way that I can relate to. He's funny in a way that I aspire to be funny. Like, he talks about family, you know, like, I'm a guy who is an aspiring comic. I am a comic. I take it back. I am a comedian. That's who I am. And that's kind of cool to say. I mean, not really, because I don't make money doing it, but I have done, I've done comedy, and I've made people laugh on stage. I have made people laugh by talking into a microphone on a stage, and that is fucking awesome. You know, maybe they're meth heads, maybe they're addicts, maybe they're black. That's a joke, okay? Obviously. I mean, they were black, but, I mean, the fact that I said that out loud and made it a thing is, it's a joke, okay? I'm just being silly, okay? Maybe they were black, maybe they were Asian, maybe they were, you know? Maybe they were retarded, I don't care, but you know what? I made their day in that moment, and that moment, their body was focused on only regurgitating sounds that they don't even have total control over. They were lost. They were thinking about things that are abstract. I was in control of the things they were thinking about, and the things they were thinking about, they enjoyed, they loved it, they were having a blast, they were having a time, they were having a jolly time. And I love that. I love it. It's great. And Louis C.K. is a guy who talks about family. He talks about mortality. He talks about the world and the way it works in weird ways. And I like that. I like that about him. And I want to make jokes about that. I wrote down a joke just now. And I think that it's pretty funny. And maybe I'll tell it on stage one day, and I'll report back to you guys. Here it is. I don't want my girlfriend to marry me to piss off her dad, but if she did, I could get over it. That's funny. I like that. It makes me laugh. That sounds like that was like a Seth Rogen laugh I just did. Anyway, that's pretty good. That's really good. I like that a lot. I'm gonna do that one. Anyway. Yeah, I'm just talking. Yeah, Louis C.K. is good, man. I like his show a lot. I'm in the fourth season, and, you know, things just kind of, here's the thing that I like he does in his show. Sometimes there's things that happen that you know aren't real, that couldn't happen. You know that he's exaggerating with what's happening in the show. And it's weird when it happens. I guess it's a vignette. We looked that up. Let me Google that. It's a vignette. What's a vignette? A vignette. 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 A brief evocative description. Okay, account. Okay. Okay. That's weird. I don't really understand what it means. I just read the definition. I don't really know what it means. A brief evocative description of kind. So that sounds like maybe it's like a short thing. It's like just a thing that happens, I guess. I don't know. It's like a short scene. Whatever. Yeah, like these little things, like for instance, he's going to see his dad, and at the end, spoiler alert, he pussies out and he runs away. The whole episode is building up to him seeing his dad, because he's afraid to see him. He makes him nervous. He says he doesn't like spending time with him, whatever. And I can relate to that. There's a brief period where I didn't see my dad for years. And I faced my fear finally, and I went to go see him, and I had lunch with him. And, you know, it was a beautiful moment we shared. A reunion between the two of us. And, you know, that was cool. But in the show, Louis, he finally goes to see him, and he knocks on his door at the end, and then you see the shadow of his dad approaching the door through the glass, you know, weird, like, pane that's on the door. And then he just turns around and runs and hops onto a motorcycle that wasn't there before, like a weird, cool motorcycle. And then he drives, and swerves and lanes. And then he hops off the motorcycle. And then he hops on a boat. First he runs after that, and then runs and onto a dock. Oh, he's running on the dock. Oh my god, he's running on a dock. What's gonna happen? He's on the dock. He climbs around the dock. He's hopping off. He's climbing down the steps. He's climbing down the steps of the dock. What's gonna happen now? Oh, he hops onto a boat. A speedboat. Not just any boat. A speedboat. He's driving on the speedboat. Driving through waves. He's looking around. He's driving the speedboat. Trimming through waves. And then finally the boat stops, and if you're thinking to yourself, what? He's driving on a boat or a motorcycle? What? How does that happen? That's impossible. Where do you get that stuff from? That's the point. It's impossible, and it's crazy, and it's silly, and that's why I like it. And after he finally stops the boat, he just laughs to himself. He stops the boat, he turns it off, he sits, and he laughs. And that's the end of the episode. And it's fucking weird. But that's why I like it. Because it makes sense. You don't really know what happened after that. You kind of know, really, that, like, he did see his dad, probably. That was, like, a fantasy in his head. You can infer that, like, he wanted to do that so bad. That's like a fantasy, like a love fantasy that he had. And that's what they put in the show. And it was funny, for one. And it was interesting. And I guess, and at first I didn't like it because it kind of struck me in a wrong way. I wasn't really sure what to think about it. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized how good it fits the show. Because, you know, the guy, you know, paints himself as a bum and a loser a lot in the show. He paints himself that way. He portrays himself that way. And it's kind of weird because he's like a successful comedian guy, you know? But it's also really funny. I guess. And then another thing that happens in the show that I like. He's on an airplane. And he's sitting next to some huge, enormous, fat guy. And then his airplane is... and then the flight attendant hands him a water that's, like, literally the size of, like, a fucking... It's like the size of a fly. An actual fly. The water, he can barely hold it in his fingers. And then he's, like, holding the water, and he's squished up next to this guy who's huge and fat and sweaty and right next to him. And then the plane, like, literally, like, is, like, about to crash. It's like flying. It's like flying. Everyone's like, ah! Oh, my God, are we gonna die? We're gonna die. Ah! Cut to him just walking out of the airport, or walking out of the, what do they call it, the breezeway, so they call it the breezeway, the jetway, I don't know what they call it, the thing that connects to the plane. He's walking out of it, like, you know, like when the plane docks and you walk off. I should know the name of that because my dad's a pilot. Yeah. Cut to that. That's another thing I like in the show. So, yeah. I'm watching Louie. I like that show a lot. A show that I just finished is Succession. That I like a lot. It reminds me of, it reminds me of an alternate life I wish I kind of had. Like, just fighting over dumb, frivolous things and being rich and eating nice stuff and fighting with your brothers about who's gonna run the, multi-billion dollar company, you know? Don't you just wish you had that? Don't you just wish you had a multi-hundred billion dollar company that was waiting for you when your dad died? Don't you wish that? You know, I wish I had that. But I also don't. I like being broke. I like fighting for food. I like fighting for food amongst moles and rats. I like eating rats. But I also like eating calamari. And I also like eating octopus, grilled octopus, you know? Oh, what a life. I love life, man. I fucking love it. I fucking love life, man. Anyway, that is the Good for the Herd podcast. It's a short one today. And that's it. I'm going to try to sleep now. It's like 5 in the fucking morning. So have a good day. Have a good night. Have a nice one. Peace out. Fuck you. Love you. I don't know why I said fuck you. I don't know. It just like was an intrusive thought and it just came out of my mind and I'm sorry. I didn't mean that, okay? I love ya. I fucking love ya, okay? Unless you're a pedophile, serial killer, rapist. Other than that, have a good night. Peace out.